let's talk about the awards season now. We're through all the major awards. Did the right people win those awards this year?
Yeah, I think for the most part. I don't have any big complaints about it. Bryce Harper was the clear MVP winner, and Mike Trout is going to be in the conversation any year, but it's kind of hard to knock the season that Josh Donaldson had, particularly with Toronto finally breaking through to the postseason. And, the Cy Young winners, I thought, with Dallas Keuchel and Jake Arrieta, I actually had a vote for National League Cy Young, and I did vote for Arrieta. So I think most of the awards, if all of them were probably right on target.
Already the Red Sox have been out there getting some things done. Dave Dombrowski dealing several minor leaguers to get Craig Kimbrell. From your perspective, did he give up a little too much, or is that just the price you have to pay for a guy of his caliber?
Well, look, I mean, you could say he gave up too much, but we're not going to know that for two or three years. You know, these prospect trades are really hard to gauge. You know, I know a few years ago, Kansas City traded away Zach Greinke, and they got back a couple guys, Alcides Escobar and Lorenzo Cain. That actually worked out pretty well when you look at that deal. But I'm in Philadelphia, you know, and the Phillies have had some bad prospect acquisitions and trades for big pitchers. You really just don't know. And, I think the only thing maybe you can quibble about is should they have saved that for a bigger acquisition like a starting pitcher or somebody who's going to give them 200-plus innings a season. You know, you can go out and you can find a closer sometimes more easily. You can come across a guy or you can have a hard-throwing kid from your system and have him just click. So, you know, to spend $15 million a year on a closer sometimes to me is a little bit of a luxury, but in a place like Boston where it's going to be a closer controversy if you don't have a guy, to have a guy like Kimbrel who is proven and you know he's the closer, that's certainly a good thing to have.
Well, we head into free agent season now, and who do you think is the most likely guy to break the logjam? Who will be the first guy to step out and sign and maybe set the bar for the others?
Well, you know, I think those are probably two different questions in terms of there might be some guys among the pitchers, say, who slip in early, like a Doug Fister or a John Lackey or a Mike Leake or somebody, but I think David Price is probably going to be the guy who gets the biggest deal. You know, people are probably looking for him to get in excess of $200 million a year. And then it's, you know, for hitters, there's four or five outfielders, you know, Justin Upton and Yoenis Cespedes and Jason Hayward and Chris Davis. You know, these guys are all probably going to get $100 million plus deals. So right now it seems like the whole market is focused more on trades. You know, we've seen several big trades and we really haven't seen much in the way of free agent signings, and I think a lot of these new general managers in particular really seem to be exploring the trade market very heavily.
When you talk about the free agents, there's a real shortage of power around Major League Baseball, and you mentioned some good hitters out there, but it still seems like the lure of spending the real big bucks on a free agent pitcher, that's where the really high money per season is still likely to go.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Although I think the power has really made guys like Cespedes or Chris Davis probably a little bit more appealing because there's very few guys now who hit 30 or more home runs. I looked at this 5-6 years ago. I think you could find about 60 guys in the majors who'd hit 20 homers and knock in 80 runs a season. Now it's about 35 or 40 guys a season. You know, it's probably about two-thirds of what it used to be. So it's tough. If you know, you like to have that power, and but, you know, as you said, I guess pitching tends to win World Series and starting pitching in particular. So when those guys come out, they're going to have active markets.
We're talking with Jerry Krasnick of ESPN. Of course, we watch most closely the American League East here, and the Red Sox have made some moves early on. As you look to next year, which teams have the most work to do to get themselves into contention?
Are you talking about in the East or just in general?
Let's start with just in the East.
Well, I mean, you know, I think all of those teams certainly have some pieces. You know, Boston, with their young players coming on, you know, guys like Betts and Swihart and Bogaerts, I mean, that was huge for them. I think the Red Sox solutions or answers or questions are from within. You know, they really need guys like Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval to play better. If those guys can come back and be 80 or 90% of what they're supposed to be, then that really makes things a lot easier for John Farrell and his team. I do think the Red Sox probably want to go out and get a big-ticket starter. You know, that's one thing they really could use. And the Yankees, you know, kind of the same. I mean, they're starting rotation. They have some pieces, but C.C. Sabathia, obviously not the guy he used to be. Tanaka, you know, the guy who's had some arm injuries. So, and Toronto, you know, they had David Price this year. He's gone. So I'm really interested in seeing how those East teams kind of address their pitching situations.
And who's a team that's likely to be a very busy here in the offseason making some trades?
Well, we've seen Seattle be a team that's made about a trade a day. You know, so they're a club that's obviously been very active. You know, I think a lot of the teams with new general managers, you look at Milwaukee or the Angels, or, you know, that, like people have said to me, when you get a new leadership in there, a new front office, sometimes they value players differently and they like to reshuffle the decks a little bit. So I think that's what we're seeing right now, is that a lot of these teams are really trying to make moves through trade. And then, you know, once that market is settled a little bit, then we'll start to see more free agents go off the board.
Dave Dombrowski has been, I think, fairly noncommittal about Hanley Ramirez, that they'd like to see him move to first base, but we still get the impression that he's trying to shop him around. Is there any kind of a market out there for Ramirez, even if the Red Sox are willing to pick up a big chunk of his salary?
I don't think much. You know, I was in Boca Raton when Dave Dombrowski talked to the media last week, and you know, they really want him to come to camp lighter. They, instead of being this behemoth, I think they want him to get down from 245, maybe down to about 230. And, you know, it's just a tough guy to trade with so much money left on his contract. And, you know, I think they're probably going to go into spring training and see how he shows up. If he's a little more lean and mean and, you know, more of a doubles hitter, and he doesn't feel like he has to be the Incredible Hulk and hit 40 home runs. So, you know, my understanding is the plan, at least, seems to be to move him to first and see how he adjusts. And if he has another bad year, you know, maybe they have to reconsider.
Jerry Krasnick, ESPN. Jerry, always great talking with you. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we'll check up with you again before we get too deep into the off season.
Same to you. Thanks a lot.